Hey, fellow listeners, this is the Mad Monkey Podcast production team saying that if you enjoy this podcast, we ask that you show us some love by hitting that like button, hitting that share button, letting your friends and family know about us. We also would like to ask you to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/madmonkeypodcast and help us out. Show us your support. Now sit back and enjoy the conclusion to One Cold Night. So, about the question you asked way back at the beginning. How did I end up in this shithole of a motel? Well, now you know. And I'm left staring at words written across the back wall in blood. Come get her. And those words leave me with two choices. Cut town and run. Get as far away from this place as I can, or probably die trying to save a woman I hardly know. Can't say I like either choice. My father was a cold, harsh, unfeeling man. I hated him. But he taught me a lot. And I can't help but think about the final lesson I learned from him. Some things are worth fighting for, and some things are worth dying for.
Mad Monkey Podcast proudly presents One Cold Night, Chapter 5, The Final Lesson.
One Cold Night will be back after a word from our sponsors. And now, back to One Cold Night.
Angel sat in the middle of a dark basement, her hands and feet bound to a chair. Her shirt was torn, exposing her flesh. Fresh bruises swelled on her cheeks and arms. A trace of blood was in the corner of her mouth. And like a wolf stalking its prey, Victor emerged from the shadows and slowly circled her. He kept his cold gaze completely focused on her, as he seemingly fed off her fear.
I can see why he likes you. I mean, look at you. You are beautiful.
He ran his rough hands over her neckline and cheekbones. Angel tried not to quiver. She tried not to show weakness, but she couldn't help it. He took a knee at Angel's feet, making sure his eyes met hers.
You do know he isn't coming for you. I don't blame him. Who'd want to die for a whore like you?
Her gaze moved as far away from his as possible. He grabbed her face and pulled her close, forcing her to look at him.
I want you to look at me, so you understand what's about to happen.
He moved his hands down her chest, slipping his fingers between her thighs.
You think I was rough on you before? That was nothing. This time, I'm gonna go nice and slow. Really take my time.
She shivered in disgust as Victor slid his tongue up her cheek.
Hell, I'm getting hard just thinking about it.
I opened the trunk of my car and removed a false floor panel, revealing a massive arsenal of weapons underneath. Weapons of every kind, and I was gonna need every one of them. I strapped my dual shoulder holster on and slid my trusted 45s into them. I pulled out a fully loaded MP5 submachine gun. I slapped a magazine in and racked it. I didn't know for sure where they'd taken her, but I had a pretty good guess. I'd failed to save the love of my life once. I had no intention of failing this time.
One Cold Night will be back after a word from our sponsors. And now, back to One Cold Night.
The rainfall was unbelievably thick. So thick it was nearly impossible to see the two guards armed with assault rifles standing watch outside of King's Den.
It's fucking freezing out here.
I can't believe we got stuck with this guard doing shit.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I can't see in this shit.
They scanned the area, but there was nothing to see. Only shadows in a thick blanket of rain. Suddenly, the water parts before their very eyes, and my SUV comes racing straight at them. Like a white-knuckled madman, I grip the steering wheel tight and drive directly at King's Den. I push the door open and jump from the SUV. I roll across the rain-covered street as the SUV barrels towards the den.
Look out!
They dive out of the way just as the car smashes into the entrance. Before they know what's hit them, I put 3 rounds into each guard, center mass. I climb over the hood, push through the debris, and enter the club. Slowly, cautiously, I work my way down the hallway toward the red curtains. I push through the curtain and enter the showroom to find nothing. The place was completely empty. Hard to believe. Just a few hours ago, this place was alive. Now, it was more like a morgue. Suddenly, the stage doors fly open, and 4 of Victor's men burst into the room holding automatic weapons. I don't wait for them. I shoot first. I shred the point man to pieces. The force of the bullets throw him against the DJ sound system. The place lights up as dozens of strobe lights suddenly turn on and dance across the darkened room. Bottles explode off the shelf, raining glass down on me. The bastards quickly move to flank me in, hoping to keep me pinned behind the bar, and I can't let that happen. I pop up and let them have it. I manage to take out another, leaving 2 left. I drop my assault rifle as it hits empty, pull my .45s from the thigh holsters, and in a matter of seconds, I'm right back in the fight. I hit the floor as bullets demolish the bar. I eject the magazines and check my ammo. Fuck. I've only got 1 round left. Lucky for me, they don't know that. How do I get out of here? Come on, Jack. Think! Think! They close in on me, trapping me behind the bar. I grab a rag off the floor and a bottle of Russian vodka off the shelf. I stuff the rag down the throat of the bottle. I light the rag. Eat this! I chuck the bottle. A wall of fire completely engulfs the machine-gunned bastard. I draw my .45 and end his misery. 3 down, 1 to go. But I'm out of ammo, and I have no idea where the final bastard went. He must have slipped out somehow. I climb out from the bar and move towards the back door. I inch closer, when from behind I hear the all-too-familiar sound. I break into a full sprint as shots chase me through the showroom. The wall beside me splits open. The mantle behind my head shatters. I dive over a small table just as the shot cuts it to pieces. I jump up and duck into the men's room for cover. The shot hits the door just as I get inside.
You can run, bitch, but you can't hide.
He looks down to see smoke rolling from the empty ejection port. He drops the shotgun and pulls a knife. The door creaks open. The thug enters holding the knife out in front of him. Light glints off of the sharpened edge of the blade. Luckily for me, he doesn't know I'm waiting behind the door. I slam the door onto the piece of shit's arm, snapping the bone in half just below the elbow. The knife falls. The bastard lowers his shoulder and sends me headfirst into the metal hand dryer, splitting my eye.
Fucker!
He grabs me by the jacket and swings. I slide under his fist, grab his shattered arm, and pull him in close. I land a devastating elbow straight across his face. I follow it up with a punch to the throat. I'm through fucking around. I pick up the aluminum trash can and swing. The hit knocks him straight across the room and into the stall. He crashes to the shit-covered floor. He tries to stagger to his feet, but I don't let him get up. I raise the trash can high in the air and begin beating him over the head with it. Blood splatter flies everywhere, covering me head to toe. I toss the can to the side and take a moment to catch my breath. After cutting my way through Victor's men, I know there's only one thing left to do. Find Angel and get the hell out of here.
One Cold Night will be back after a word from our sponsors. And now, back to One Cold Night.
I cautiously made my way down a flight of old wooden stairs into a dark cellar. I didn't know if Angel would be down here or not. But I hoped. A voice from the darkness called out.
Who's there?
It was hers. I emerged from the shadows and found Angel tied to a chair.
Jack! Oh, thank God.
I pulled the knife and began cutting away her restraints.
I knew you'd come.
I said I would. Where's Victor?
I don't know. He left when all the shooting started.
I cut the final rope. But before I can stand up, Angel springs from her chair and throws her arms around my neck.
I was so scared.
It's okay. It's gonna be okay. Let's get the hell out of here. I pulled her close and threw my coat over her half-naked body. Her eyes were immediately drawn to my bandaged shoulder and the blood that had completely soaked through.
Oh my God, your shoulder.
I tell her I'll be fine. She just needs to stay close and follow me. I take her by the hand and lead her up the stairs. We opened the back exit to King's Den and found ourselves standing in the rear alley where it all began. We can't help but look at each other for a brief moment. The irony of it not lost on us. After all we've been through, here we are, right back at the beginning. Let's get the hell out of here.
Sounds good to me.
We work down the alley towards the street, making sure we stay hidden in the shadows and out of sight. Okay, listen. We're gonna hug this wall and move down the street to the left. We move fast and we move quiet.
Peaceful, isn't it?
I whip around to see Victor stepping out into the middle of the street.
The view, I mean. The rain, the rising sun. Can't wait to fucking kill you.
I shield Angel behind me and lock eyes with Victor. He removed his blazer and carefully placed it on the hood of a nearby car. He unbuttoned his cuffs and began rolling up his sleeves. He walked to the center of the street and stared at me. The message was clear. No more games. No more guns. Just him and me. Stay here.
Good. Now you get to die like a dog, protecting his bitch.
I step towards him. But as I do, Angel grabs my arm.
What are you doing?
Finishing this.
Are you crazy?
I have to. If I don't, he'll never leave you alone. I nod as if to say, trust me. After a moment, Angel reluctantly lets go of my arm. And I turn and walk towards our tormentor.
Atta boy.
We stood face to face, out in the freezing rain, like two predators preparing to fight to the death.
You see this ring?
He held up his right hand, showing me a solid gold ring, a ring with diamonds in the shape of a wolf's head at the center.
It was my father's. Want to know how I got it? I crushed his head with my own hands, and I took it from him. And I gotta tell you, there's no better feeling than crushing a man's skull with your bare hands. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do to you.
This ends tonight.
Yes, for you.
Victor clenched his fist shut. He slid his right foot back as he prepared to attack. Like a raging bull, he charged. Rushing to meet him, we collide mid-street. And like two immovable objects, we stand toe-to-toe trading fists. Victor throws haymaker after haymaker, each punch designed to inflict maximum damage, a method he's practiced to perfection. I know I can't stand here and try and match his physical strength. It'd be suicidal. The only chance I have is to counter with speed and precision. I begin exploiting Victor's aggression to my advantage. I slide under a devastating right hook and sneak in three quick shots to his ribs. The hits don't seem to faze him. He grabs my wrist and throws me against a streetcar.
Jack!
Victor doesn't let up. He coils his right leg and kicks. I spin out of the way, barely dodging the kick as it completely caves in the car door. I counter with a quick left to his throat and a right elbow to Victor's face, splitting his brow. Blood streams down his face. He wipes it from his eyes, smiling.
You're gonna have to do better than that, son.
He moves in close. I slip under a right hook and deliver a blinding combination of punches, all aimed at exploiting his split eye. He collapses to the ground. Before I can end him, his hand shoots up and grabs my arm. He digs his thumb into the bullet hole in my shoulder. The pain brings me to my knees. He picks me up and throws me through the air like a rag doll. I crash to the ground and roll across the wet concrete.
I bet you thought you had me back there, eh, boy?
Victor picks me up by the collar and slams me back into the street. He locks both arms around my neck and begins squeezing, leaving me gasping for air.
When I'm through with you, I'm gonna show your whore what a real man feels like.
I was fading fast, so I grabbed his right ear and pulled it clean off. Blood streamed down his neck. Enraged, Victor began throwing wildly. I countered and dodged the punches as they whizzed by. In his fury, he became reckless, leaving me plenty of opening to exploit. I waited for the precise moment, the exact opening to strike and end this. I slide under a left and unload. Two to the ribs, one to the throat, one to the missing ear. I know I can't let up. A swift left kick to his knee completely caves it in. His outstretched arms barely break his fall as he face plants into the ground. He spits up a mouthful of blood as he struggles to his good knee.
Well, Jack, you did it. You did what no one else can do. You took down the Grey Wolf. You want this ring? You think you got what it takes to be the Alpha? Well, come get it!
He draws a gun from an ankle holster and takes aim. I grab Victor's wrist just as he pulls the trigger. The bullet barely misses the right side of my temple. The barrel of the gun oscillates back and forth as we fight for control. Just as Victor appears to gain the upper hand, I spin under his gun arm and snap it in half over my shoulder at the elbow. I snatch the gun from his broken hand, spin back around, and fire. The bullet passes straight through Victor's neck and explodes out the back. His hands go to his throat as he collapses to the ground. Like a wild animal clinging to life, Victor refuses to give up. He claws at his throat as he painfully begins choking to death on his own blood. Angel watched Victor breathe his last breath. I can tell by the expression on her face, she isn't sure exactly how to feel. I take a few steps towards her, but my knees give out from under me, and I fall to the ground, completely exhausted. My gaze turned toward the distant horizon. Somehow, through all this rain, I caught a glimpse of the morning sun rising. I tried to keep my eyes open, but I just couldn't. Slowly, the sound of the rain began to fade away, drifting away, until there was nothing left.
Come on, get up!
My eyes opened.
God damn it, you scared me.
She threw her arms around me and squeezed tight, as if to say thank you. Come on, help me to my feet. Let's get out of here.
Anything you say, cowboy.
Before making our way from Kingsden, Angel reached down and picked up Victor's gun. She handed it to me.
Just in case.
Good thinking. I tucked it into the back of my belt. She placed her head on my shoulder as we strolled down the street.
We made it.
Yes, we did.
Where should we go?
Anywhere you want.
I have a few ideas.
Lead the way. She smiled as she pointed to a white car at the end of the block.
Think you can hotwire us a ride?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can manage that. So about this place, where are you taking us?
I think you'll like it. It's very relaxing and beautiful. It's near the ocean, just outside.
The shot strikes me in the back and throws me against the driver's side door of the white car. Blood from the hole in my chest smears across the window as I slide to the ground.
Oh, God!
She tries to keep me upright, but it's no use. We fall to the wet cement below our feet. Angel looks up to see Half Pint, smoking gun in hand, walking towards us.
I told you this wasn't over!
Angel tries to stop the bleeding, but the blood just rushed between the cracks in her fingers.
Just hang on!
Half Pint stopped a few feet from us and took aim.
You could have had everything. You stupid whore.
Before he can pull the trigger, Angel grabs the gun from my belt and fires. She kept the gun trained on his motionless body. I find the strength to take the gun from her shaking hands.
You won't need this anymore.
She threw her arms around me and pulled me close. As I looked up at her, I could see tears rolling down her cheeks. I quickly realized I'd found something. Something I didn't know I needed. Redemption. And in that redemption, a small measure of peace.
Tell me what to do.
I didn't know how to tell her. But there was nothing to do. I could feel the pain in her voice, and I wished I could take it away.
Hold on, Jack. They're coming.
It's okay. You're safe now. Through the anguish, Angel manages to find the only words that really matter.
Thank you.
She rested her cheek on my forehead as my breathing slowed and my eyes closed. And the sound of the sirens seemed to vanish, like a half-remembered dream. It's like I said at the beginning. No good deed goes unpunished. I didn't even know her real name.
Mad Monkey Podcast proudly presents One Cold Night, starring William J. Grant, Elizabeth V. Spears, Amber Scott, Jason Scott, Angel Rodriguez, Hillary Ross, Edward Biedebach, Trevor Fibro, Matthew Winchester, and Michael Amador. Original score composed by Edward Biedebach, with contributions from Wesley O'Hare and FacilianStudios.com. Written, produced, and directed by William J. Grant. All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit the like button and visit us at patreon.com /madmonkeypodcast.